Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to the Odd Dad Out podcast, where normal is not my specialty. It is day 29 of National Podcast Post Month. And wow. So, man, it has been crazy. And for the most part, today is just going to be kind of a wrap up because I have a great interview, a great guest on for tomorrow's show to close everything out. When it's one of those cases where great, like I said, with when Paul Chomo came on, you got a great guest. I'm going to jump on it. And it's like, no, take the guest, use the guest, have the guest be awesome. So that is for tomorrow. So today I'm going to kind of give you the wrap up. And originally I'd wanted to do like this whole clip show thing. And I was going to sit there and take all of the little pieces and bits and all of my intros and all the day 20, whatever, and all everything and throw it all together and have one big like super cut of, you know, my favorite bits from this whole thing. But that takes a long time to do. And I really did not have the patience for it. But man, it's been a crazy month. It has been a whole month of, if you are one of those tough people that's listened to this all the way through, thank you, because man, you are tough. But it's been a crazy thing getting through this that you have ridden along with me from the beginning of I don't know what I'm going to do to giving up on doing the regular weekly shows in favor of just sticking with the focus on the daily, you know, whatever I'm going to do. And through, you know, for the really seriously for the first time incorporating guests onto the show and still having it work within my kind of format and with my sort of style of the show. And it's been such an adventure for me because over the last month, and I kind of realized, and I was thinking about this at work last night, is that if you are a new podcaster, this is, and it seems counterintuitive, but this is a great way to break into this, even if you don't release anything. But this is a great way to break into this because essentially in the last 30 days, I have done more than 6 months of traditional podcasting experience. Because, and yeah, the shows are shorter, but not every show is going to be the same length. And even at that, some of them have been 5 minutes, some have been 20, some have been, you know, 30 or 45 minute guest spots. There's no right answer to how long should a podcast be. So every day has been different. But in all of that, I have definitely improved, and I realized it as I've been listening back to these episodes. Not only has my audio quality improved as I'm using completely different equipment than I was this time last year, my editing skills and my software and my ability to clean up my audio and just produce better sounding audio has all changed and all improved just within the last month. And learning new things, and a lot of it is learning new things in order to improve as an editor professionally. But I realized that I have grown as an editor, as a producer, and it's also helped with my speech, with my ability to deliver the message on the show. And that has kind of been one of those things where I didn't think about it until I thought about it, until I was sitting there last night at work and started realizing that I've done so much and I've had built in so much experience in this last month of doing this. And before, I was just looking at it as this is a great opportunity and great course of like learning to improvise. And that's just on the basis of the way I do this show, is that I improvise everything for the most part. And so you have to think on your feet and you have to be able to go. But with all of that, it's also taught me, and I've also gotten so much more practice at just speaking and just getting on the mic, turn on the mic and be able to turn it on and go and be able to speak. And it's been so amazing and educational for me, learning all of these different sort of things and learning these different, you know, just kind of developing the skills, I guess, because I didn't think about it. I just really didn't. And it was that whole 30 episodes. That's more than 6 months. That's about 7 months of weekly podcasting experience. And if you're new to this, this would be a great way to practice. This would be a great way to develop the skills, even if you never release it. Even if you're just practicing, this would be a great way to do this, is to sit down for a month and record every day and fully produce the episode if you can. And I realize this show makes it easier to do that, but in that I've been able to develop these skills much faster than I have over the last 130, I had to look. Because in one of my podcatchers, I have my show. Technically, I have done 178, I believe, currently up to yesterday, I believe, 178 episodes of this podcast. And that includes all of these episodes, because I don't number any of these. The whole National Podcast Post month, basically the entire month of November, I'm not counting in the numbering of my episodes. So I will be back with, I think it's 128 is what's coming up next week. But I've done all of this. And if you are brand new, you're not necessarily the most comfortable on mic. And you're not necessarily the most comfortable with working with audio and all these things. Like, I've done a lot of watching YouTube videos in the last month. And you'd think that after 3 years of podcasting and doing all this. But it's the thing is, when you change programs and you start recording in a new system and you start working with new tools, you have to learn how to use those tools. And doing everything one way for so long and now doing things a different way, I have to learn these new tools. And I'm learning to use these new tools differently and developing these skills. And I don't know if you can hear, I've got boys outside the bedroom door. Pounding my door down right now. But it's been so educational for me just doing this and just trying to keep up with this pace. And I've been saying, you know, over the last few days, what's it going to be like Saturday when this is over? What's it going to be like next week when I don't have a 7 shows a week to put together somehow and produce and do all the art and the show notes? And yeah, I've been doing abbreviated show notes and simplified artwork and all that stuff. But what's it going to be like next week when I don't have to do that? I've gotten so used to this over the last month of getting on the mic and talking every day. And if for nothing else, I think this is going to be, you know, everything's going back to me trying to grow this as of yet invisible voiceover career. But it's great practice in getting on mic every day and talking. Not that I don't talk plenty every day, but it's great practice to get on mic and talk and to record and to work on my audio development skills and all of these things that I felt like I had a basic grasp of before. And now I feel like I've honed my skills much better. Even in the last few weeks, honed my skills much better than they were at the beginning of the month. And so I'm proud of myself for making it through all this. I am proud of myself for what I have done in completing this whole task. And again, I know that I have one more day to go, but that show's already recorded. Tomorrow's big finale guest is recorded and done, and I've got to spend a good chunk of time tomorrow editing it all. just because we had so much fun and we were on for so long that I gotta you know, fix it up. But all that aside, I'm so proud that I got through it, because it is such a task. It is not something that as I've been saying, oh, I think, you know, newbie podcasters should do this. More of the, you should try doing this every day to develop your skills. Again, you don't have to release it. I don't care. But it's practice. And it's one of those things where you can't get any better if you don't practice. If you don't do the thing, you're not going to get any better at doing the thing. So I've been doing this thing for 3 years now, and I've gotten more intense practice in the last month than I've had any other time I've done the show. Even last year, when I tried to do this last year, I didn't have this kind of success rate. So I'm really happy with the way the results have come out, and I'm really just excited. And I'm thinking I want to try something new next year, but it would require some work. And I'm wondering if maybe I should, I'm thinking about maybe doing something like reading a novel, or doing like writing something up and having like, I don't know. It's really just all up in the air what I want to do, but it's going to be fun. And whether or not I try this again next year, I don't know, because it is a lot of work, and who knows where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing next year. But I'm just glad to have gotten through it. And I'm so glad for all of you that have stuck with me through this whole month, because it's been such an amazing experience. And it's been so awesome hearing from everybody who's been listening in all month. The fact that anybody has stuck with me through this whole time has been great. Especially thank you to Derek from Sometimes Geek, and Chris from Play Comics, and Paul from Varmints, and anybody else who has been listening this whole time. You guys are awesome. You're all awesome. Thank you so much for all your support. It's been a blast to do this. And I did it. And yes, again, I know I've got another day, but like I said, that's recorded. Tomorrow is going to be marathon editing to put that together and make something great for you guys. But I did all 30 days, even though some of them were late, you know, some of them were super late night, and one of them was even recorded in the car with minutes to spare. I did it. I posted one up every single day of the month, one way or another. And it has just been, and I've done better content than ever. And that's just been my big, I love this. So I'm going to get off my high horse. I'm going to wrap it up for tonight, because still got to feed the kids. So thank you once again. I know I've said it about 100 times at this point, but thank you so much for all your support all month. Check in tomorrow with my super awesome, special, extra special, awesome guest, who is the only person that I could think of that Paul would absolutely say, nope, better pick than me. But thank you so much. Remember, you know where to subscribe to the show, odddadoutpodcast.com. Hit me up on social medias at odddadout. Email show at odddadoutpodcast. If you're really awesome and want to support the show, you can always support me on Patreon or buy yourself some Odd Dad Out merch. Of course, the links to all that are at odddadoutpodcast.com. Just go there, check out the things. But until tomorrow, so excited. I'm still Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. Thank you and good night.